You know, everything's based on mental health. Well, if we get rid of this mentality that we live in today's world and go back to being selfless and not selfish, we wouldn't have no mental problems in our world today. Because that's where mental health comes from, is everybody's become selfish. They're too much worried about their self, their self-image, that they forgot about their own, you know, their own husband, their own wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, daughters, sons, grandkids. You know, everybody has become worried about their self-image than, you know, being the image of God created us to be. And that's what we need to get back to the basics of life. And, you know, I preach on it every day on social media that we need to learn to focus on disconnecting our families and our friends from social media and get back to reconnecting to families and to a spiritual guidance. And a lot of our troubles will go away. But, you know, we are our worst enemy. And unfortunately, the government has a lot to do with it because the government ain't the answer. The government is our trouble. But anyway, with that being said and, you know, going on forever and writing a book about it, you know, we all need to nip it in the bud and think about our families and our kids and our grandkids, our parents and our grandparents and, you know, stuff. And, you know, we're so adaptive to sending text messages and the social media. I forgot what it's like to pick up a phone and call on our parents. Our grandparents, our kids, our grandkids, and say, hey, and hearing their voice and tell them that you love them. You know, how many times have you called your kids or your family and told them you love them instead of sending them a text message? Or nothing else, you know, go see them on Sundays after church or go to church with them as a family like we used to do back when I was growing up. You know, our society has become so lost that it don't see daylight, and we need to fix it. It's going to take everybody working together, and we need to do it in our hobby as well. I mean, look at all of our ham clubs. That's a prime example right there is our ham clubs. We've become selfish and not selfless. So let's see if we can turn over a new leaf and unite our hobby for a better future.
You're correct about that. And it's amazing is the most connected people in history, how little we actually can say to one another. And how much more was said when we had those, you know, conversations on the front porch or sitting around the picnic table or the dinner table, how much more connected we were then.
Roger. Well, you know, when we actually take time, spend time, read the Bible, study the Bible, you know, there's a lot of things that's hidden in the Bible that a lot of, you know, pastors don't talk about in church for whatever reason. You know, I've got out and I've went to several different churches and different ones just to see what kind of, you know, see what the air was like or the, you know, the atmosphere was like. I couldn't believe some of them I went into. And, you know, I've had people that's came through my life in years past that opened my eyes to the religion in general. And, you know, and the things that I've went through over the course of the last two or three years, the time that I got to spend reading the Bible, studying the Bible, actually looking at words in the Bible that were, you know, pretty much coded. And you wouldn't recognize it until you actually paid attention to them or somebody pointed them out to you. But, you know, we just need to get back to the basics of life and reality. And, you know, we all call ourselves Christians, but we don't walk in a Christian lifestyle or an atmosphere. Our actions don't prove our titles as we call ourselves Christians. So we need to do more. We need to love each other. You know, pointing fingers, calling names, you know, doing whatever is really not worth it. You know, it's just making ourselves look more selfish as a human being. And what are we showing our kids and our grandkids? And, you know, if we keep going on, it's just going to continue through the generations to come because they grew up in it. You know, they think, well, if Mom and Daddy does it, I can do it. And that's what we've come to in today's world. And, you know, if anybody's on my Facebook, that's one thing I, you know, preach on is communicate. You know, face-to-face, voice-to-voice, ear-to-ear, eyes-to-eyes. You know, when I was growing up, we had to look each other in the eye or you wouldn't tell them the truth. Now you don't even have to do that because everything is, you know, on smartphones and computers now. So, you know, how many times have you actually looked somebody, in the, you know, from eye to eye to see if they're actually telling the truth or not? Very seldom do you see that anymore.
Oh, you are correct about that. And that's one of the things I like about the business I have is it's face-to-face and sometimes it's up in your face a little bit more than I care for it to be. But let me see if there are any check-ins here. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. If you got room for one more, please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, Richard and Grable. No traffic, no round table. Thanks for being here and calling the net tonight, bud.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, and he is down there in Greenville. Richard, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. And it's my pleasure to call the net. I always get a joy out of it. I enjoy the conversation. And the short time that I've had my license, it's amazing how the friendship and the relationships and just all around unity, I guess, is what I'm looking for that I have found in this hobby, and I do appreciate that. And that's what Paul, that's some of what Paul's talking about is it's nice to experience where you can sit down and have a real conversation. I may not be able to see you. I may not even know you, but I can hear the sincerity in your voices and the truth in what you're saying and how you feel about it. And it's a blessing to hear that.
I tell you, I remember the voices of the folks calling the net 20 years ago. And some of them gone, some of them still around, though. You don't forget that stuff. Have a good one.
And, Paul, you still around? For DME, you still there, KO4HKX?
Run up in the other room and get me some more water. But yeah, would you ask me a question or what did I miss?
I was just seeing if you were still there. I didn't want to cut you off abruptly.
Oh, no problem. I'm just sitting here enjoying the net and, you know, getting back to the topic and whatnot. You know, our hobby is a great hobby. You know, it's like anything. We all as humans have up and downs, the roller coaster of life, as we call it. But without that roller coaster ride, we couldn't become a better person, a stronger hobby, a better hobby. You know, it takes, you know, lots of, you know, many religions and Bible preaches on, you know, if God didn't take her to our knees, you know, we couldn't come to Him for, you know, for help. And sometimes, you know, He takes us to our knees to make us depend on Him, to open our eyes, to become a better person. You know, I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. You know, in a sense, we all fall short, but because we're all human. But at the same time, you know, going back to the hobby aspect, you know, having these nets on, you know, the repeaters and stuff, you know, we don't realize the opportunity we present to other people that don't have their ham license, you know, that have these, you know, police scanners or these scanners out here where they can still program their scanners and listen to these analog repeaters, you know. And we bring so much enlightenment, so much joy to these people, especially the older community, for the lack of better words, that, you know, may not have any family left. Or maybe the younger generation that's sitting, you know, in their bedrooms playing their video games, their social media, and listening to us at the same time. Because, you know, the younger generation is taught to multitask so much. So, there's a lot to our hobby, and our hobby offers a lot of opportunities. And, you know, going back to what I was starting to say is, you know, but I let the machine burp, that, you know, especially the older generation that maybe be sitting at home or lonely or depressed or don't have any family to check on them, you know, back when I was growing up, we all got out and walked around the neighborhood and, you know, visited neighbors, and all the neighbors knew each other, helped each other. You know, if we had gardens, we bought our, you know, vegetables or fruit, or, you know, if one neighbor had something we didn't, we'd, you know, trade, you know, if we grew something in the garden, vegetables, whatever. You know, we got out there, you know, if we had new neighbors come into the neighborhood, you know, we'd make a cake or some kind of pie, apple pie, you know, a cherry cobbler, apple, whatever, you know, as they do here in the South, and take it to our neighbors and give it to them and welcome them into the neighborhood. I mean, when do we see that anymore? And that's a thing that we need to start teaching our kids and grandkids to, you know, welcome people, to walk in that Christ likeness. And, you know, not only that, we need to think about people that are actually listening to us on these scanners. You know, they get a joy of listening to us and talk. You know, we bring camaraderie to that person that's sitting by themselves at home, in the recliner, in the chair, wherever they may be sitting at, maybe in their car, maybe they're homeless. You know, there's no telling, you know, we affect so many people that we may not even meet, we may not even hear from, especially on HF radio is another aspect. You know, you got shortwave receivers that can pick us up, you know, on the HF bands. So there's so many people out there listening to us, we don't, you know, really give them credit or think about them, and we need to keep that in mind. You know, there's more people looking at us than, you know, we think sometimes, and we need to keep our hobby going and share that love with each other and one another. And, you know, like you said, you know, the word unity comes from what I've done some research on, a certain religion. And, you know, different religions call it different things. But anyway, you know, we need to unite our hobby like it used to be back in the 80s and 90s. All of our clubs need to get along. I mean, none of us are perfect by any means, but we're there for a main purpose, to serve our communities, help each other in a time of need, and, you know, look after each other. You know, it shouldn't take a disaster to bring us all together. And, you know, that's what we have these nets for, is to bring us together and to continue that growth. You know, I hope I didn't step on too many toes out there, but, you know, it's very important to me. This hobby, I had to work hard to get my license. And, you know, I think a lot of it, because it's opened a lot of doors and opportunities for me personally, as it has, I'm sure, for other people. And, you know, I try to teach that to my kids that, you know, just got their license and got into the hobby for what I can. Because, you know, they may need it sometime in their lifetime. And, you know, even when they were small kids, they enjoyed, you know, checking in on the 3916 Santa Net, you know, back when they were small. But anyway, but we all need to, you know, start loving selfless and put an end to this selfishness world that we live in, and start thinking about others and not ourselves. Because to love ourselves is to love others, as it's stated in the Bible. So, appreciate you calling that, and I'll turn it back to you.
We're HGX. Paul, it's a pleasure. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. And, hey, if you don't mind, hit me up on Facebook. If you do not mind there. It's just my name, Patrick Keever. K-E-E-V is in Victor, E-R. We'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4-HKX. And being heard, give me just a minute and I'll send my net report and then I will be right back. But first, have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? I'm going to send my net report. I'll be right back. KO4-HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s and good night. And as always, it was my pleasure to call the net tonight. KO4-HKX, and I'll be quick. 7-3.
So, you still around? Or DM me, clear.